You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. It isn't often that a city invests almost $46 million to transform an old industrial building into a gleaming new community arts center, but that's basically what the city of Cambridge did with the Foundry. It's a space near Kendall Square that opened last month. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more on the big promises of this massive public investment.
The Foundry's vast atrium bustles with activity on the day of its opening celebration. At a table by the stairs, Lloyd Williams is selling his paintings of Boston neighborhoods.
This is Dudley Square, that's Copley Square, and we have the Swan Boats.
Williams is excited to be inside the newly renovated building, with its exposed brick walls and big windows. He hopes it might fill the void left by art galleries forced to close in recent years.
Because, like, after the pandemic, the only place that I could, like, sell my art was out on the street.
With the Foundry, Williams sees an opportunity to bring his art inside. The 50,000-square-foot former steam pump factory has gallery space, along with a black box theater, a dance studio, a kitchen, art studios, and more, all available for public use. But this shiny new facility was anything but a foregone conclusion. The story begins way back in 2009, when the real estate company that owned the Foundry agreed to give it to the city in exchange for approval on some of its development plans in Kendall Square. Then began the process of figuring out what to do with the building.
We ran through a number of community design exercises, planning, visioning.
Tom Evans is the executive director of the Cambridge Redevelopment Authority. He says planning sessions drew out the local arts community, which had lost dance and art studios to development. So a plan was hatched to transform the Foundry into a community center with a strong arts component. The city tapped a developer to renovate the building, but soon concerns arose that a private developer would be too focused on profit.
The concern was that the market forces and market interests would always drive to price out the community uses.
So the city decided to bankroll the bulk of the project on its own. All told, the renovations to the historic landmark cost over $45 million. It's a huge investment that Evans says is meant to make up for the loss of affordable community space in Cambridge's booming real estate market. The Foundry could serve as a model for other cities trying to mitigate this trend. But the hard part has just begun.
You know, the project itself is like a major prototype.
Deanna Navarette-Rakakis is the executive director of the nonprofit that operates the Foundry, and it's her job to make sure the building is actually used by the people most in need of space and equipment. To that end, rentals are priced on a sliding scale and can even be used for free, depending on your budget. Space is also available at a commercial rate, though community use is supposed to be prioritized.
You know, anything more than 20% use for these commercial uses would be, it would feel like we were failing as an organization.
The Foundry brands itself as a place where art and tech commingle. So along with metalwork equipment and dance classes, you'll find 3D printers and lecture series. But a space that tries to be all things to all people may not be targeted enough to fulfill some of its promises. For example, many artists hope the Foundry would provide desperately needed studio space. Cambridge resident Michael Shea was one of them.
I was thinking that you could put 100 studios here, you know, and rent them out to a local artist.
Instead, the Foundry has 8 reservable workspaces in a large open room. Shea doesn't think this meets the needs of Cambridge's working artists. And then there's the issue of money. Most of the building's substantial operating costs are covered by renting out office space upstairs. But Foundry board member Joyce Chen says they still need to fundraise to keep the nonprofit that runs the Foundry afloat.
Yes, the building has money to be self-sustaining, to keep the lights on, but can we actually keep this building filled with life?
The building was certainly lively on opening day. 9-year-old Magnus Lanez came to the celebration with his mom and sibling and thought the space seemed promising.
I'd give it, like, about 4.5 stars.
4.5 stars out of how many?
Out of maybe like 5.
That's just one man's opinion of the Foundry. A bigger picture will emerge over time as the Foundry collects data on how much use the space is getting and by whom, and attempts to take a true measure of Cambridge's big bet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.